identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
CFW 803, Mike McKay along with you as we go through this Thursday morning together. Later this hour, I have another criminal story where a would-be robber and their attempt to rob a store was thwarted by a customer. Did the customer know karate or jiu-jitsu? No. Were they packing heat? No. Wait till you hear what they fought the robber off with. It's coming up later this hour here on CFW.
I'm
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
CFW, Mike McKay along with you. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the birthday and anniversary shout-outs for this morning. Don't forget, you can text me or email me through that Civic Media app and let me know if somebody's celebrating. You can also drop me a message through Facebook, through Messenger. So make sure you follow us on WCFW on Facebook. Click that like button or my Mike McKay page. And I'll do my best to make sure to get them on the list. All right, celebrating today, Kelly Williams is on the birthday list. Randy Schenck, celebrating a birthday today. Cheryl Schindler is on the list. And Emily Lewis, celebrating a birthday today as well. So happy birthday to one and all. Hope it's going to be a fantastic day for each and every one of you. And if you did not end up on the list, well, I hope it's going to be a great day today, too. Let me see. You're celebrating with Matt Schaefer. He is 50. Not the weather guy over on WQOW. No, Matt Schaefer is actually Uncle Cracker, the singer. Yes, that's Uncle Cracker's real name, Matt Schaefer. So I don't think he's the weather guy on QOW, right? Paul Giamatti, the actor, is 57. He was in a lot of different movies. You ever see Fred Claus? He was Santa Claus. He was Santa on there. That's him. And Robert Englund, the guy who's responsible for so many people not getting any sleep, he's 75. He was Freddy Krueger in all those Nightmare on Elm Street movies. So there you go. That's who you're celebrating with. I watched one Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one, and that was it. That was plenty for me. I'm good. So again, if it's your birthday, happy, happy to you. Hope it's going to be a fantastic day. Here's Robert Palmer now, Addicted to Love, 105.7 CFW. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
addicted to love.
And more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Spring is here, and S. Johnson Lawn Service is searching for a spray technician. Applicants must have a valid driver's license and a willingness to train. Wage will be based off experience. S. Johnson Lawn Service provides designated work trucks while on the job, as there are many exciting projects from retaining walls to whole remodels all throughout Wisconsin. Call 715-305-4729 today or apply online at Indeed.com and search S. Johnson Lawn Service, located at 1201 South Oak Avenue in Marshfield.
Searching for unique home decor and quality furniture? Look no further than Rustic Eagle in downtown New Richmond. Explore over 40 talented artists' stunning one-of-a-kind pictures. They carry top brands like Ashley, Uttermost, and Olix, plus exclusive handcrafted items you won't find anywhere else. Enjoy two levels of shopping fun with unbeatable prices. Find something truly special today at Rustic Eagle. Visit Rustic Eagle in New Richmond, where downtown charm meets extraordinary style.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Sent me up a drink. Washington, the count goes on.
4, 3.
CFW McKay in the morning along with you on Facebook this morning. Make sure you're following us, 1057 CFW. Click that like button. Also, my Mike McKay page. Make sure you're following that as well. Click that like button if you haven't done so yet. This morning, a clothing brand that we wore back in the day that this generation has never heard of. Think about it and then share your ideas over on Facebook.
Thank you. Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why.
CFW. Okay, so you're in a store and all of a sudden something goes down. Somebody's in there and they're attempting to rob the place. What do you do? I've thought about that from time to time. It's like, would I do anything? Would you panic? I mean, I guess it depends on the situation. But here's the scenario. A guy has a knife and he's at the front desk, the checkout, and he's telling the person, "Give me the money." There's a customer in line behind him. She's not having this. All of a sudden, she grabs the carrots and the roll of tape that she has and starts pelting this would-be robber with the carrots and the tape. Well, apparently it was enough to scare him off. He ran out the door. Police were called. They apprehended the thief, the would-be thief, a short time later. So, karate, jujitsu, nope, carrots.
Well, you can't take.
Stay alive.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Yourself in words unspoken. Live your life without fighting. again. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot.
Easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
In 50 years' time, you could have three children, take 66 vacations, and own several pets. But you'd only need one roof if you invest in a metal roof from Bjorkstrand Metal Roofing. Homeowners know the importance of preventing leaks, and Bjorkstrand Metal Roofing, a family-owned company, specializes in roofs that mimic shakes or shingles with Class A fire ratings. Invest in a beautiful, lifetime roof at a great price by calling Bjorkstrand Metal Roofing at 715-237-2678 to compare pricing.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a practical hack that I use to manage my spending. It's my wish list. A wish list is just a note I keep in my phone where I write down all the things I want to buy, but I don't have a plan or a budget to buy. You know, like stuff I see randomly on Instagram or TikTok, or these new shoes that my BFF just got that I am totally obsessed about. My wish list does two things. First, it gives me a place to put that feeling of want instead of just pulling out my credit card. And second, gives me time to decide if I really want it. And then, if I can afford it. I revisit my wish list once a week or so. I take a look at every single thing on there, and then I pick if I want to find the budget for that thing or if I'm going to, you know, let it go. And I will tell you that mostly I end up letting things go. So if you're looking to cut back on spending, try making a wish list. This is Carrie Joy, and that has been your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire business students raised about $57,000 for the L.E. Phillips Career Development Center. According to a WEAU report, a partnership between the university and the development center allows Dr. Lenita Davis to give her students hands-on experience in the world of sales through fundraising, while benefiting development center programs like language assistance. Over the course of the partnership, university students have raised about $700,000. The driver of the school bus that crashed near Hudson in April while carrying DeLong Middle School students has been charged. According to court documents, the driver of the bus was charged with unauthorized operation of a school bus. The April 25th crash involved the bus rear-ending another vehicle after traffic slowed suddenly on the St. Croix River Bridge due to construction work, resulting in some minor injuries to six people on the bus. The bus was carrying the students for a field trip to the Orpheum Theater. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A sprinkle or two is possible this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, breezy. Our high today, 64, with wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, still windy, but warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
CFW.
1057 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. And coming up within minutes, I'll have your next winning keyword, which means your next opportunity to win in our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Stay close and make sure you got that Civic Media app ready to text.
Thank you.